South also hooked into another aspect of gypsy music during his many lengthy stays in Europe, joining with Django Reinhardt, who was transforming his Manouche gypsy tradition into a fresh new jazz style in the quintet of the Hot Club of France. This resulted in some of Eddie South's most spectacular collaborations and best pure jazz records. From 1937, here's Eddie's Blues, a duet, just Django and he, and then South joins Stephan Grappelli, two violins, in the quintet of the Hot Club of France for Fiddle Blues and Dinah.
Thank you.
The remarkable sound of violinist Eddie South joining up with Stephan Grappelli, Django Reinhardt, and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France in Paris in 1937. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for this exploration of the remarkable Dark Angel of the Violin, Eddie South, on jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. During the 1930s, South seems to have bounced back and forth between America and Europe quite a bit. His little-known 1938 recordings made in Holland were with a good band, though I don't recognize any of the names except for drummer Tommy Benford, and included this delightful Honeysuckle Rose and a fresh approach to Sunny Side of the Street.
Thank you.
Stompin' at the Savoy, an Eddie South quintet of 1941, and two recordings of Eddie South in Holland in 1938 on Jazz Rhythm.